everybody, and welcome to Shedding Light Podcast. I'm your host, Rufus Troutman, and today I want to deal with a real simple but complicated subject, and that is this question. I have a question, and it is this. What is the gospel of Jesus Christ? I'm asking this question because I truly believe in this modern hour that we're living in that there is very little gospel being preached. And I believe partly the people that are listening to the preachers don't really know what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. And, you know, it was sort of prompted as well by a conversation I had with a Word of Faith friend who we got to talking about the gospel, and he began to share with me what his vision, or I should say what his concept of the gospel was. And as I listened to what he said, I realized that what is being preached is a different Jesus and another gospel. And so with that being said, I want to look at the scriptures to see what really is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So to do that, let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 and verse 18. Paul is speaking here, and let's go. He says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest," here it is, "the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." Verse 18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Number one, what is the gospel? The gospel is the cross of Christ, or you could say Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Therefore, anytime someone says they preach the gospel, it should always be centered up on the cross of Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's what Paul said the gospel is. And he also said in that same verse that if the gospel is centered up on man's wisdom, that the gospel would be of no effect to that person who is listening. And really, this brings me to my point of why I asked the question, because I really believe that people have their faith misplaced. Therefore, their life is not really being affected by the true gospel. And what it is producing is a self-righteous group of people who really don't know the Jesus of the Bible, but they're being presented with another Jesus because they are being taught to put their faith in what they do. Now, they wouldn't say it that way, but any time that you say, or let me say it this way, as I was talking to my friend, and we kept talking about receiving things from God, and he was talking about what he do. I pay my tithes. I sow my seed. I make my confessions. I memorize my scriptures. And what he was saying, in effect, is faith is in what I do, because when I work the system, now this is his own words, he said, when I work the system, it has to manifest what I say. And I said, my friend, that is a lying spirit and doctrines of devils, because your faith is in yourself, and without faith in the correct object, it is impossible to please God. Now, what is faith in the correct object? Faith in the correct object is faith in Jesus Christ and the cross of Christ, or you could say Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, this is important because in Galatians 5:4, Paul is saying, "Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by law, you have fallen from grace." So he's in effect saying, anytime you and I put our faith in what we do, our confession, our fasting, our giving of money, whatever it is we do, we're trying to justify ourselves by law, and we're falling from grace, because law is so much lower than grace. When he says fall from grace, he's not referring to committing an act of sin. And you know, sometimes people do that and we say, oh man, they done fell from grace. No, he's making a comparison comparison to law and grace. And he's saying law is so much lower, but that's in effect what you're doing is when you put your faith or your confidence in what you do, or God has to move based on what you do, then you're putting law before God, or you're using law to try to get it done. And God cannot move. God will not back that up because it is not God's way. Faith in Christ is what causes God to move. Faith in the correct object. Therefore, grace is much better than law. So let me say it this way. When I want something from God, this is how it works. Jesus Christ is the source, and the cross of Christ is the means by which I receive anything that I need or anything God has for me. That's the way I receive it, which means my faith must be in the correct object. Now, we back to the question, well, what is the gospel? And we have determined somewhat what it is not. We have determined that it is the cross of Christ, or Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, that includes this also, that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses, let's see, well, let's just read 1 through 4. He says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Verse 3, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to scripture. So right there, we see that the gospel is Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. We see that at the cross of Christ, or at the cross, Jesus Christ atoned for all sin, past, present, and future. He said on the cross as he was dying, Father, or he said, it is finished, referring to the fulfillment of the law. Christ was our final sacrifice. He died once and for all for sin. Therefore, we no longer have to live in law, live under the condemnation of the law, but we can live in a new covenant by faith in Jesus Christ to those who believe. Now, let me make that point. It's to those who believe. I truly believe that once our faith is in Christ, we have to maintain that faith in Christ. Because if you go back to what I just read in 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 2, he says, by which also you are saved. He's talking about the gospel that he preached. He says, here it is. He said, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, lest you have believed in vain. Now, this refers to believing at first and then drawing back, which will cause one to lose one's soul. This also causes the unscriptural doctrine of unconditional eternal security to fall to the ground. So my friend, that's another gospel that's being preached, that once you're saved, no matter what you do, what you believe, how you live, because unconditional eternal security. But my friend, I don't believe that. What I believe the Bible teaches is that, well, let me say this. I don't believe that a person can lose their salvation, but I do believe a person can walk away from faith in Jesus Christ, or walk away from their salvation. That's why he said, as you have received Christ, so walk ye in him. In other words, how did you receive him? By faith. How do you maintain that relationship? By faith. So back to what is the gospel. Number one, the gospel, it does give us eternal security, but not unconditional eternal security. Number two, what is the gospel? Well, when I talk about the gospel, most people think you're just referring to the cross or salvation. Now, that is true, but that's not all I'm referring to. When I say what is the gospel, I'm talking about the complete message, which includes salvation and sanctification. So, my friend, to conclude this, to wrap this up somewhat, the gospel of Jesus Christ is faith in who and what Jesus Christ has done. Therefore, Jesus Christ and the cross of Christ must ever be the object of our faith, because when the object of our faith is Jesus Christ, it truly pleases God. And the last and final point on this situation is that one of the blessings of the correct gospel is that when Jesus Christ died on the cross and he said it was finished, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost fell. Well, why did it happen that way? because Jesus had paid the penalty and the sin debt had been paid. Therefore, it gave the legal right for the Holy Spirit to now come and live within our lives. Before the cross, he could only come up on us, but after the cross, he could live within us. Therefore, the gospel is a legal work. So when we have our faith in the right object, because it's a legal work, it gives the Holy Spirit the legal right to come and work in our life and produce the holy lifestyle that we need to walk in. Holiness is not produced by what we do, but holiness is produced by faith and trust, because you and I cannot produce holiness. Only the Holy Spirit can produce the holiness that we need to walk in. So, I mean, we could talk about that for hours and hours, but let me just say this, that the gospel of Jesus Christ, again, is centered up on Jesus Christ and him crucified, his death, burial, resurrection, his atonement for all sin, past, present, and future, and also the gift of the Holy Spirit being available or legal to come and live and work in our lives. Therefore, when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached, whether we hear it in song, whether we hear it in preaching, whether we hear it across television, it should produce the correct object of faith. So when someone says they're preaching the gospel, it should be centered up on Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, that's all I'm going to talk about on this particular podcast. But if you have a question, or maybe you disagree with me, or maybe you agree, you can email me at rtmrufus@yahoo.com. That's rtmrufus@yahoo.com. And let me know what you feel. Let me know what you think. And we'll continue from there. But in the meantime, keep Jesus Christ as the head of your life. And remember, only what you do for Christ will last. God bless you.